Affirmative, I'll have you copy that as well soon.
Affirmative, flight, I'll have copy.
On the drill, Fred.
Okay.
Okay, EVA.
Hey, don't knock my sample out of there.
EVA.
Okay, since you had such an interesting time with that first problem, now we got another one. Okay, the EVA time the plus time is good for.
Now let's just put the other sections. Now let's just put the other sections
now
on.
Tell me what you want us to do after we get through the ALSA deployment. Yep. Where are you? Real time. Jake?
Jake, I'll work on it.
Slightly experimented. If there's extra time, I guess we'd go on a separate trailers, which we would have been working on as we went along here, especially if there was some kind of an indication that there might be some extra time.
I don't understand. You would have been working along?
You want us to work up the trailers now?
You out of this, huh?
Yeah, you know, the normal flight plan has about, 30 minutes for return trailers, 20 minutes for return trailers.
I understand that.
Okay. So, if we get an extension on that thing, we have a bigger trailers plan. Which,
I mean,
if you remember,
40 minutes into the thing, and we probably now have a real good hack on our consumables, and I'm telling you that we think we're probably good for 5 hours. Now, you and the EVA guys should work on what we should do with that time, and how long you'd suggest staying out.
Okay, as I understand it, the time is all ours, and it would be used for an additional traverse, and we would put the geologists to work coming up with an extra traverse like we did on the last
How about doing that?
Say again?
Can't you do that?
Yeah, we don't have any people from Flagstaff here today.
You'll have to real-time that, too.
But we can sure give you an extra traverse.
You and the EVA guys talk about that and decide what you want to do with your time.
I'll roger that.
And we'll talk about it with the crew here in another 20 or 30 minutes when they get through with this ALSEP deployment. And I guess you're right. I probably should have sprung this on you earlier. However, I should think you would be spring-loaded to this position.
Well, we're spring-loaded to the position, and we'd lost all that time, and we looked at what to give up for what we lost.
Yeah,
and we will now give you an extended traverse.
Yeah, but the normal case is going to be that we probably will have this much time.
Yeah, we have a pre-planned traverse back to this thing, and as the mission progresses, we continue to update what we have planned for return traverse.
Rip it out.
Okay. It will start appearing out there.
Capcom flight.
Go flight.
Are they recharging Fred as well?
I thought he just got recharged. Fred got recharged a short while ago. I think they're recharging Jim.
Okay, we just stop here, or does anyone want to simulate finishing that core drill and all that?
Let me check on that. I was kind of waiting for Jim to get back online, but I'll
okay, it's awful quiet.
Yeah, it sure is.
Flight Network.
Go.
Roger, the site reports they've lost the voice subcarrier from the crew.
Oh, Fred Houston, do you read? Over.
Enco flight.
Copy flight.
You're not going to tell us that we're chasing that the CDR has turned off his relay, are you?
No, he's not in the lamp.
No, doesn't it, if the CDR is getting recharged, and if he has turned off his backpack, then that wipes out the LMP voice too, doesn't it? The LMP voice?
Yeah, in the relay. The CDR mode, yes. But he said we lost the voice subcarrier. I guess he means the Pliss voice subcarrier. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I would think so. So you're going to let Capcom and I just proceed on? You're not going to tell us the secret you have?
Yeah, I won't tell you a secret. We can go to mode...
we don't want to go to any mode, but we were just wondering why we can't talk to the LMP. And the reason is because the CDR is off getting recharged and has his radio off, right?
Well, we can talk to the LMP.
Can we?
Yeah, we don't relay through...
Oh, okay. That's my question, I guess, to you. We should be able to talk to the LMP even if the CDR is shut out.
That's a firm. We're going out of the LEM on VHFA directly to LMP.
Okay. Is it just a data relay?
The LMP's voice to us and his data to us goes through the CDR on their FM transmitter.
We can talk to them and you can't talk about
them. You're not with me.
Oh, I'm not with you. I'm...
JDL? The LMP is transmitting his voice and data on an FM transmitter to the CDR, who's receiving it and relaying it on VHF to the LEM and down to us. Capcom flight.
Go flight.
The sum of all this is that we can't hear Fred because Jim's turned down.
Roger.
So presumably we just wait till Jim comes back up here.
Yeah, Fred can probably have the core tube all the way in by the time we get back to
okay.
Flight Network. Roger, we're going to check out Net 1 to Mila to confirm that we have not lost that long line circuit.
Mila Comtech, Houston Comtech, Net 1.
Mila Comtech.
Roger, read you loud and clear.
Hear loud and clear.
Roger.
Hello, Framaro. This is Houston, over.
Hello, Houston. This is Fred. Jim's still having some bliss problems at this time.
Okay, what have you been doing?
Okay, I've got the core tube, all 10 feet of it, all together, and I'm sort of hung up here waiting on Jim to...